Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
I got me a Chrysler. Big as a whale. And it's about to set
sail.
106.5 The Egg.
There's a new reality show that VH1 seems to be throwing around the idea centered around El Chapo's wife and kids. El Chapo is that drug cartel that murdered hundreds, maybe thousands of people in Mexico. And now he's sitting in a federal prison because the United States finally got their hands on him. And they're going to call it which I wish they came up with a better name for this, the Cartel Crew.
Oh my God.
Give me a break.
That sounds terrible. What? You don't like this?
I don't like any of it. I mean,
I would have expected you to love this. Now, don't get me wrong. This is probably one of the most despicable reality shows I've ever heard of. And people should, frankly, publicly shame VH1, which I didn't even know it was still around.
It's still on? I didn't even know that.
What else is on there?
I mean,
pop-up video?
I used to watch pop-up video. Yeah. That was the only reason I watched VH1.
But anyway, though, the fact that they would give a reality show to a family of the leader of a drug cartel, which killed thousands of people,
right,
is effing awful.
Yeah.
But I'm shocked that you wouldn't watch it.
Gavin!
I figured that this was going to be at the top of Katie's reality show watching list. How many times have we sat here in the studio and she's named off shows that are like, that's a show? Why is that a show?
Okay.
How did that happen?
Okay, but it's not a show about a family that supported a murderer.
Right.
True.
So
that's true.
On the surface,
but I mean,
that's the first problem I have with it. There's more.
But there are some of the people, though, on The Real Housewives that you love who've benefited from white-collar crimes.
Right. They've gone to prison.
I don't necessarily love those characters.
You support the shows.
Right.
I do. But I also supported them when she was in prison.
Anyway, it's not a leap for me and Rain to think that you
would watch this show. Okay, what is murder? What would this even be about? People that I've never heard of that just happen to support a murderer, that's even worse than watching a murderer.
All right, so I don't think the show's going to be about murder.
No,
obviously.
I understand that, but it's people that benefited from it.
Right. But El Chapo's wife, I mean, what if it's like your Real Housewives show, where it's just like, oh, they go grocery shopping and they run into
the
other
cartels. Okay, housewives
would never go grocery shopping.
I'm trying to use this as an example. Okay, all right. They had a wine party.
There you go.
With other
other cartel wives.
And they're talking about, what would they talk about there?
I love the color of this nail polish.
Right.
There are a ton of reality shows that I don't watch. I have standards.
Since when?
Since always.
This is fascinating. Okay, what are shows that you are aware of that you don't watch?
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
You don't watch that.
Too fake.
On principle. That's too fake.
So fake.
But Real Housewives is very real.
I mean, at best,
Real Housewives.
Real Housewives is manipulated, sure. But I mean, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, I mean, they are huddling together with a PR person going, okay, so what do we want to say on this episode?
I mean, none of them are real, but you're saying that one's the tip of the iceberg for fakeness.
Yes.
Okay, what else?
Don't you watch? I don't watch any talent show.
Well, I don't consider that a reality show.
Okay.
That's a reality competition.
No Bachelor, Bachelorette.
That's a reality competition.
But it's about romance. So I really put that into the reality.
Okay, think about all the ones on TLC that you watch. Mm-hmm. And those are as exploitative as it gets. It's basically the 2019 circus sideshow freak tent.
The only one that I watch that is sort of like that is My 600-Pound Life. but I don't watch Little People, Big World, Little Women, L.A., Seven Little Johnstons. I don't watch any of those. Jeez.
What are those?
They're shows about families that are dwarfs or little people.
There's more than one show about little people.
I didn't know there was more than one show. I knew there was one show.
Well, some of them are the kids of the other little people who are now adults who now have their own kids.
Oh my God!
And there's like Little Mommy Daddy, Big Charlie or something because they had standard size.
Hey, why don't you watch that?
I don't know.
So wait, if you had a standard size kid, is that bad in that family? Now you're out of the reality show family loop.
Well, no, because now it's a show about how they're.
Do you watch Chrisley Know Best?
I couldn't do it.
Terrible.
Tried.
Do you watch the what is it called? The Spas of Sunset?
Shaws. Oh, the Shaws of Sunset. Yes, of course.
You do watch that.
Yeah.
Shaws
of Sunset. Southern. Here's the ones I do. Shaws of Sunset. Southern Charm. 90 Day Fiancé. 90 Day Fiancé. The other one. Before the 90 Days. Love After Lockup. Oh my gosh. Below Deck Mediterranean. All the Real Housewives except for Dallas, because that's a joke.
That one's the joke?
It's just, listen, I can't.
You know why?
What makes that one the joke compared to all of the other ones?
Too many little people.
Gavin!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.